The college basketball playoffs, known as March Madness, descend on us this week. Sunday, the NCAA Selection Committee unveiled the list of 65 men's teams who would be competing in the postseason. By now, these selections have been printed on nearly every office copy machine in America. If you're at work right now, there's a good chance the brackets are sitting on your desk right now. Day to Day's Mike Pesca joins us now to help us fill out this thing. Mike, any advice?
You got to throw out the regular season, throw out the records, just throw out the seeding, just throw it all out.
Okay, well then what are you left with?
You raise a good point. Okay, so take back the records and the regular season and the seeding. First, let's talk about the seeds. Do you have a copy of the brackets right there?
I actually do, right here, right in front of me, as you say.
Okay, check out those number one seeds.
Kentucky, Duke, St. Joseph, Stanford.
Right. This is the first year that the selection committee ranked the number one seeds, so they told us that they think Kentucky is the number one of the number one seeds, and St. Joe's is the worst of the number one seeds.
Okay, those are the number ones, but what about the upsets?
Okay, let's look at the 5 versus 12 seeds. The 5s are supposed to win, but every year the 12s do good. 2 years ago, 3 12s.
Wait, whoa. 12s, 5s? What are you doing? What is that?
Okay, you got your sheet
there?
Yes,
it's right there.
Look where it says St. Louis Regional.
Yeah.
5 is Providence, 12 is Pacific.
I see
that?
Uh-huh, I do.
All right, the committee thought Providence was a better team than Pacific, much better. They seeded Providence 5th in the region and Pacific 12. But what I'm saying is those 5 seeds have a tendency to lose. There are a lot of upsets in that bracket.
Why? Why not 4s and 13s?
It just hasn't worked out that way if you look at the history.
It's just one of those mysteries, right? Care to pick one this year?
Check out BYU over Syracuse. Syracuse is the defending national champion. I think BYU has a good chance of winning. But don't trust my picks. I have with me on the phone Joe Lang. Joe won $10,000 last year in an ESPN online NCAA contest. Joe, how many people did you beat to win that contest?
I don't know an exact number, but it was over 1 million people.
And you got LASIK surgery with the money, right?
I sure did.
So I guess you have a clear-eyed view of this year's tournament. Tell me, who's your final four?
I have Kentucky, Oklahoma State, North Carolina, and UConn.
And what about national champion? Who do you think will win the whole thing?
I'm going with UConn.
Joe, hi, mm-hmm. it's Madeline here.
Hi.
Tell us what your overriding philosophy or secret is. Do you just go with the teams that your gut tells you you will win, or do you actually have a system to this?
No, I don't really have a system to it. As a matter of fact, a lot of it, I think, goes on luck.
No, don't say that.
You like the name UConn? Kind of has a nice ring to it?
I think they got a pretty good player in that Okafor, and if his back can stay healthy, that's kind of why I picked them to take the whole thing.
All right, well, thanks a lot for your time, Joe.
Hey, no problem.
Joe Lang, champion.
Well, okay, Mike, let me ask you the same question you asked Joe Lang. Who is your national champion? Or a Cinderella, for that matter.
Just to pick a team, I'll say Oklahoma State could win the national championship. And as for a Cinderella, look to Southern Illinois. I think they might upset Stanford in the second round.
Come on, Mike. The Salukis play Alabama in the first round. The Tide are battle-tested. They had the toughest schedule in the nation last year and can shoot the lights out of the half-court set. The Tide's going to roll.
Okay, I'm backing out the door slowly now, Madeline.
Thank you, Mike. You've created a monster. Day to Day's Mike Pesca.